Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival.
I didn't talk about what I went through to anybody because I was scared of ruining their life. I just kept to myself. I was in severe depression, trying to figure out what was going on, and oscillating between feeling horrible and trying to find myself. I slowly started to pick pieces of myself up. It was like my self-identity had been fractured. I didn't know who I was. It was like if somebody said a good thing about me, I was like, is that really me? I didn't know who I was anymore. And it took me a long time to work through that. When I started doing a little better, I started doing better musically too. I started expressing my feelings through music. I never ever thought I would scream in music. I had been encouraged a lot, like to scream and do that kind of vocals. I never thought I could do that And I had kept things inside myself for so long. And I was not expressing myself. And the only way I could express myself was through screaming. And I screamed and I screamed until I lost my voice during my performance. Every time I scream, I lose my voice. So this was November. I had kind of stabilized myself a little bit. I was on the way of finding myself because I was to see, look back at myself. And I have always been a very hyperactive person. I would always do like multiple things at the same time. And I was just in a slump. It was hard for me to even get out of bed and go to work. But I was able to. I was getting myself back. I was functioning again. I was making music. I was doing art. I was working. In fact, I was working well. I somehow got an award for my work. And the person saw me perform, and apparently I moved by my performance, and they started writing me letters. I didn't respond to them in the beginning. The third time, there was something in the letter, a word was companionship, that they missed my companionship, and that word brought back everything. And once again, I got triggered, and I again fell into depression. This was November. But again, I picked myself up. And I started doing things that I want to do. I've been involved and working on things.
This ends part 6 of Sarmista's story of healing. Turn in Wednesday for part 7. V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to thevword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to wrir.org.